By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Donald Trump is back at the White House after visiting Kenosha, Wisconsin, Tuesday, one of the flashpoint cities in the latest protests over racial injustice. Protests erupted last week after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, 7 times in the back as officers tried to arrest him. President Trump did not mention Blake's name during public comments Tuesday, saying only he felt terribly for anyone who suffered a loss, but otherwise only noted that the situation was complicated and under investigation. The president toured destruction left by rioters in Kenosha, declaring it was enabled by Democratic leaders. Trump also pledged financial help for Kenosha police and small businesses damaged or destroyed. On the eve of his visit, President Trump defended a teenage supporter accused of fatally shooting 2 men at a demonstration in Kenosha last week and accused Democrat Joe Biden of siding with the anarchists and rioters in the unrest. Former Vice President Biden is holding on to his months-long lead over President Trump in nationwide polling, with the election now 9 weeks away. But surveys show the race has narrowed and is even closer in key battleground states that are likely to determine the outcome. Trump and Biden are scheduled to debate each other 3 times, once later this month and twice in October. Vice President Mike Pence and California Senator Kamala Harris are to debate only once in early October. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News.